Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
But I've had this Bible since before I was in Kenya as a missionary. And I wrote this. When it said, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, for neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. And I wrote, I was beginning to learn Kiswahili, and I had no clue what they were saying. And this verse was real to me then, because he talks about the natural man can't understand the things of God. They're foolishness to him. And when I was in Kenya, at the time, I didn't understand what anybody was saying. It was foolishness to me. And it's the same way about how unbelievers, lost people, can't understand the things in God's word. They might know stories. Jonah in the well, Noah's Ark, things of that nature. But we're talking about spiritual things that God would reveal to them. Well, and then it says, but he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judging man. Okay, here's what I want to get to. For who hath known the mind of the Lord? For who hath known the mind of the Lord? That he may instruct him. But we have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? That wasn't a rhetorical question. What is the mind of Christ? No. Who said the Bible? It's the Bible. If we could put it this way, it's God's word, God's mind reduced to writing. Okay, so we could understand it. We have the mind of Christ. Okay. Even though we don't understand all things, he has revealed things to us. And the further that you get into God's word, the more he reveals to you. Are you following? You don't get a lot of this thing just doing your daily devotions and doing your daily breads and, well, I did my Bible study, my 15 minutes, and you move on. No, you have to dig deep for those nuggets of gold. Are y'all following what I'm talking about? Okay, that's what he's saying here. And we have the mind of Christ, the word of God. Now, it does not mean we're God and we know all things, but we have a lot in the scripture if we dig and study. Now, we're in a section in Romans, in Revelation chapter number 21 that just blows our mind. Again, Paul said, eyes not seen nor ears heard. He's not just talking about the future, he's talking about here and now. You know, salvation is a wonderful thing. It's a glorious thing. Natural man cannot comprehend what God has revealed to us just from the new birth, from generation. We understand some things they can't understand, because the Bible tells us here in 1 Corinthians that the natural man, it's foolishness to him. Okay, with that in mind, back in Revelation chapter number 21, that's kind of a long introduction, but I want you to understand that even here, this new Jerusalem come down, we can't comprehend heaven. No way, we've not been there. And please don't say you've been there, you know somebody's been to heaven and come back, you know. Matter of fact, I read 2 weeks ago, remember there was a book written by a little boy, or about that little boy, and a movie about him, how he died and went to heaven. Now the boy recants it. Did y'all hear that story? He said that really didn't happen. He made, and the daddy who's still making money is saying, yeah, it did happen. Because he likes all those royalties and all from the books and the movies. So the little boy, I forget the guy's name, but I forget what age he is now, but he's still young. He said, that really never happened. Anyway, nobody's been to heaven and come back, okay, and told people about it. Let's get started. Verse number 9. Where's my watch? Verse number 9. And there came unto me one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues, and talked with me, saying, come hither, and I will show thee the bride, with the Lamb's wife. Next week or two, I won't talk about that, but I want to get into the New Jerusalem today. We'll talk about the bride later. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. We see it in verse number 2 of that same chapter, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. That prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, he's now going to describe all the beauty and the splendor that he could possibly, the colors and all that we look at the foundations and all these other things. He's going to discuss in the next few verses about the beauty. It's really indescribable what he's about to speak of. Anyway, let's read the next couple of verses, and then I won't, before I get to the foundations and all. Having the glory of God, talking about this New Jerusalem, having the glory. Now, the word glory literally means the splendor and the brightness of God. And her light, that luminary, the brilliance of that new city, was like a stone most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a wall. This New Jerusalem had a wall, great and high, and had 12 gates, and at the gates, 12 angels. Now, I won't get into this anymore because there's so much here. These are not guardian angels. These angels are in there, not there, no longer is their sin, no longer is their suffering or sorrow. So these are not guardian angels. These would be ministering angels. And we'll talk about that at a later date. But I believe this literally. Don't try to symbolize this and just, well, it's some kind of pie in the sky thing. I take it very literally. I believe this is a literal city coming down from heaven out of God. He's prepared. John 14, I go to prepare a place for you. I believe that, okay? I believe there's going to be 12 gates. I believe there's going to be 12 angels at these gates and names written thereof, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel over those gates. And on the east side of that great city, 3 gates. And on the north side, 3 gates. On the south side, 3 gates. And on the west side, 3 gates. And the wall of the city hath 12 foundations in the wall. And in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. And the length and the breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was as jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And I won't get into the rest of this morning. We'll finish it next week about the foundations and these stones and these pearl, the gates of pearl and all, and the rest of the chapter. But I want you to look at, to notice with me, and that this great new city coming from God out of heaven. A couple of things about it. There's nothing like it. It's built by God. Years ago, we went to a place in Asheville, North Carolina called the Biltmore. How many of y'all ever been to the Biltmore? Wow. The Biltmore is the largest private home ever built in America. Okay? It's huge. Not in the world, but here in America. I found out there's some of these sheiks and all got huge homes and all, oil sheiks and all. But here in America, it's the largest home ever built. It was built between 1889 and 1895. It took them 5-6 years to build this magnificent mansion, if you will. It has almost 180,000 square feet in this home. It's absolutely phenomenal. It's beautiful. Actually, it was built for George Washington Vanderbilt II, one of the most wealthiest men in America and the world, actually, at that time. Well, it was built for him. And they have beautiful gardens, and we just didn't go in the garden. I mean, in the house. You know, you take the tour, you know, and see all the wonderful things that see in that. We did the gardens. Boy, you're talking about just breathtaking. But still, that compares to, it would be like a shack. Compare what God has prepared for us in heaven.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word, and visit us online at westwoodmbc.com. to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.